Hallelujah. Come on and sing that song. Hallelujah. Just leave those there. Come on, Brother Jason. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. You can use this. That's all right. Hallelujah. May the strength of Yah rest upon you. He's going to come for a few minutes. And after that, we're going to have another song with Elder Martin. Sing. You all sing. What was that song that everyone had a little part to sing? Come on, son, for a few minutes. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Scripture says, he that begun a good work in you, he will bring it to pass.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for that. I know we have, as I know I have started many things and have not finished it.
Yes.
But the thanks be to Yahweh through his blood, Yahshua, that he has finished and completed everything that is tubbed according to his words. 1 Peter, Kephar 1:18 says, for as much as you know that you were redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Messiah, as a lamb without blemish and spot, who verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do we believe in Yahweh, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him honor to fury. In your faith, your Emunah, that you might have hope in him. Through his blood, I was thinking, considering about blood, you know, blood is the most yucky, the most thing you don't want to mess with. I know me, if they're killing an animal, I want to stay a distance from blood. But it took the most nastiest thing from mankind to realize it was blood. We were not worthy, we're still not worthy, but through his blood, he covers us all. He sprinkles us all. And through his blood, we've been made ordained sons, daughters of Yahweh. So we should be thankful for his blood. Nothing else but his blood. By his blood, it gave us, the price was paid in full. It was finished. Completion. Even on the stake, when Yahshua told his father, he said, it is finished. And today, saints, it is finished. All of our sins, all of our shortcomings, through the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, is finished. We thank Yahweh for that. The song I like is It's the Blood. It's, there's a story that speaks of the Shemayim. So I have learned, knowing the Savior, no new behavior. The presence of power at this time. I'm sure through my trials, no denial, I am secure. Yes. You might not see why he cares, so I need to share. Yes. It is his love that shelters a wounded heart. Oh, yeah. It is his strength to a spirit that's fallen apart. Yes. It is his faithful compassion that always forgives. Yes. Through his death, he has shown us, yes, me, how to live. Yes. That's why I'm committed. I'm living, standing firm. I'm still awaiting, anticipating his return. His words are honest and made promise of a place I'm going one day. I know that he's saying I'm still praying and he'll come soon in his safe arms and be with us forever. God bless you.
That's all right. Come on, son. That's all right. May the word of y'all spread in the love of us all, the young men, young daughters of Zion, that you may do all things that are pleasing unto Almighty Yahweh. What a profoundness that we see the hand of Yah with words of great strength and integrity. As the old ones would say, that their word was the bond of their integrity, their faithfulness and their truthfulness. Let us all speak the right things. Yea be yea, and our nay be nay.